There is an ancient Tibetan Buddhist practice which involves the making of something called a sand mandala. Using dyed sands, monks create an elaborate sort of tapestry on the floor of the monastery filled with deities and demons and other symbols. Then, after a period of time, they dismantle the mandala and, in another painstaking ritual, keeping the colors separate and putting the sand in separate vessels and dumping the whole thing in the river. This is an exercise in patience and supposedly a lesson in the transitory nature of life. Nice. But not necessarily a reflection of the patience-wearing realities of our life. To my non-Buddhist mind, the trying nature of reality is more like what was portrayed in a scene in the movie The Last Emperor, directed by Bernardo Bertolucci, in which patient monks are on their hands and knees assembling a huge carpet-sized mandala when all of a sudden a group of communist thugs strides forcefully in and through the lovely efforts of the scattering monks to deliver the end of the emperor's reign and, of course, the traditions of Buddhist practice. I can just imagine all the eye-rolling and the I'm okay mantras and the almost hurtful comments made by the monks as they cowered behind Ming vases. It's funny how a movie can work on a person's mind. I saw The Last Emperor when it came out back in the 80s, and I haven't seen it since, and truthfully, I don't give Buddhist practice much thought. Yet this winter, I have thought on more than one occasion that the polar vortex is a communist thug stomping across the mandala of my existence, scattering my patient endeavors to make life bearable, much less doable in northern Minnesota, underfoot. I plow, I shovel, I make paths, I make piles, I kick snow boogers off my car, all in vain. One of my jobs at my job is to groom ski trails, just to watch the tracks disappear behind me. This is my mandala. This is my exercise in patience. Maybe it's the vortex talking, but this is my lesson from nature. Be the snow. Be the cold. Maybe it's just a scene from a movie haunting me. Maybe I'm losing the bigger battle. But I'm here to tell you, be the snow. Be the cold.